Armed with Truth is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Welcome to Armed with Truth, a podcast for youth. I'm your host, Lisa Brunil. As you listen today, I just want you to keep in mind this question. What is Heavenly Father's personal message for you right now in this podcast? Is he inviting you to learn more about a specific truth, to make a change, or to take a specific action? The Holy Ghost will testify to you of the exact message that Heavenly Father has for you right now, today, a message that will bring you strength and power to follow Jesus Christ. So let's get started and be armed with truth. And I'm so excited to be with you guys today. This podcast has been a long time dream of mine, and it's actually happening. I want to start out by introducing you to the podcast. I just want to tell you what it's about and what you can expect to hear when you come here. So I feel like I need to give a little bit of background about the podcast. I'm a mother of 8 amazing kids. 4 are now grown and out of the house, and 4 are still at home. It was a little less than 6 years ago, in October of 2015. So my oldest would have been about 20 and my youngest about 6. And I was sitting in the General Relief Society meeting of General Conference. President Nelson was a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles then, and he gave a talk titled, A Plea to My Sisters. In that talk, he spoke about raising a sin-resistant generation. I remember sitting and listening and just being really struck by that phrase. Sin-resistant generation. I was one of the women he was speaking to, and he was calling on me to help raise a sin-resistant generation. I thought about that phrase over and over after that conference. I pondered what it meant and what was my role in raising such a generation. For me, I guess it's important to note that he didn't say a generation free from sin or a generation untouched by sin, but he said a sin-resistant generation. I was aware then, and I think I'm a lot more aware now, of the reality of Satan and the temptations that surround us everywhere we look. We're in an actual battle for souls here, but it struck me, and I just couldn't let it go out of my mind. I'll share more about my own personal story probably in a later podcast, but I want to let you know right now that I'm not a licensed therapist, and I really can't claim to be any kind of professional, except I have my own experience of life. My passion in life is addiction recovery work, and specifically sex and lust addiction recovery work. So it was only natural that when I began a more vigorous pondering and studying of that phrase, sin resistant, it just hit really hard to me concerning lust, immorality, and pornography. I feel like these temptations are a literal plague in our day. When I think about it, it's kind of like in times past, this kind of wickedness was like the river of filth that Lehi spoke of in his dream. To become involved in this kind of filth, we kind of had to figuratively go to the river. But today, all those things have changed. I feel like that river of filthy water has risen. It has crested over its banks. It's become a powerful flood and even a tidal wave. No one's going to be left untouched or unaffected. This great temptation is everywhere. It's impacted my family and so many families around me. You can find sexual temptation in movies, music, books, billboards, television, and the internet, especially social media. It comes into our living rooms. It comes literally into the palms of our hands, and it can take over our very minds. So how are we even supposed to battle this? I mean, how is staying morally clean even possible? And if we stay morally clean, how are our minds supposed to stay clean? I mean, how can we even survive when it's literally a tidal wave and we are swimming for our lives? I want to talk for a second about the scriptures that discuss the armor of God. They're likely familiar to most of us. They're found in Ephesians chapter 6. But I want to focus on one piece of the armor, and that's the armor found in verse 14. So that verse says, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth." Now, this kind of tells you a little bit how my mind works, but our loins are the part of our body involved in sexual intimacy. So if we want to protect ourselves from sexual immorality, the thing that God is telling us that we need is truth. This scripture and these thoughts are the foundation of my podcast and the origin of the name Armed with Truth. The point of this podcast is going to be to share with you truths that do just that. Truths that strengthen you, safeguard you, arm you, protect you, and enable you to become more sin resistant. So I want to tell a little story to illustrate the power of truth. This story is about one of my daughters. In our family, we like to give the talk around the age of 8. I try to be sensitive and listen to the Spirit and be careful so that I can do a good mom job at giving the birds and the bees talk. Honestly, it's kind of tricky, and I've really had a different experience with every one of my kids. But we do have something that we like to do to make it kind of special. I'm not an advocate of having a once-in-your-lifetime talk about sexual intimacy, but talking about it frequently with your kids and being available for questions. I've had to learn some of that the hard way over the years. So back to my story. I have a daughter, and around the age of 8, I had been having promptings that I needed to talk to her, that we needed to have our special little experience with this daughter. And honestly, life had just gotten crazy. And even though those promptings kept coming, we just didn't get it done. One night, my husband and I came home from a date, and I proceeded to tuck in the kids, who are never in bed when we get home from a date. So this one little daughter, as I was tucking her in, she seemed really upset. And as I probed for what was wrong, she started to cry. It turns out that while we were gone, she had watched a movie with her siblings, and there had been a sex scene come on in the movie. She was young, and she didn't really understand what sex was, but she did know the names of body parts, and she was very uncomfortable with what had happened. And I recognized immediately that she was feeling shame. She felt dirty and yucky. I'm sure you know the feeling that I'm talking about, because pretty much none of us have ever missed out on an experience like that. I comforted her that night, and of course, I thought, this is my chance. We'll take her and have our special experience. So when we're going to tell our kids about it, what we have done in our family is we take them to the temple, and we sit in the parking lot, or we sit on the temple grounds, and we talk about the gift of sexual intimacy. We talk about how it's one of the greatest gifts that God gives to his children. Well, I was kind of excited about it. I was finally going to act on these promptings that I had. So that night I comforted her, and I told her that the next day we were going to talk about something really awesome. I was going to tell her about sex, and she was going to feel different. She would feel better. I thought that I had done such a great job comforting her, and I went to bed kind of excited. When I woke up in the morning, things were totally worse. She was not happy. She was not excited to go. I kind of calmed her down and thought in my mind, we are doing this. So my husband and I got in our minivan and she got in the back seat and we headed to the temple, which is just about a short 15-minute drive from our house. As we drove, she started to cry. And by the time we got to the temple, she was literally sobbing. I turned around and just said, what is wrong? She said, I don't want to know about sex. I don't want to hear any of this, and I want to go home. At this point, I was just a little bit derailed, thinking like, Heavenly Father, help me out here. Like, this is an important thing. So my husband and I got in the back seat, and I put her on my lap, and I just held her for a little bit, praying for some inspiration. I began asking her questions to determine if she understood what sex was and what she had heard the night before in the graphic sex scene. I found out she really didn't know much, and she still was feeling a lot of shame. So there in the parking lot, we were able to teach her the truth. We taught her what sex was, and we taught her that sexual intimacy is actually a gift from Heavenly Father, that he created us to desire that connection with another person, but that he wants that connection to happen within the bonds of marriage. God shares his power with us to create life, but he also gives us sex as a way to strengthen our love in marriages. The spirit was strong, and as we talked with her, I saw the shame begin to lift. I then testified to her that now that she had the truth, she didn't have to feel terrible anymore. Sex isn't bad, dirty, or shameful. It's a gift. I told her that any time that she had a similar experience to the one that she had had the night before, she didn't have to feel bad. She didn't have to feel like she had done something wrong. She didn't have to feel shame. Shame comes from Satan. But now she knows the truth. And when she has those experiences, she can know that Satan can't do that to her because she has the truth. I opened the door of the minivan and asked her if she wanted to walk around the temple. As I opened the door, she jumped out of the car and my husband and I watched her skip down the sidewalk, totally happy to be there and feel the spirit of the temple. We sat back in awe. That is the power of truth. That is the feeling that I want to bring to you in this podcast. I want to bring you light, peace, hope, and power. I want to take away the shame that comes from Satan and help you know the truth about sexual intimacy and the truth about our Heavenly Father and his love for us. I think that as we discuss truth together, that we will be able to all be empowered. We will feel strength and peace, and we will feel hope. These things come from Jesus Christ. He cares about us. He knows what we need. I look forward to a lot more episodes being able to speak about truth and the things that I have learned in life and share some of my personal experiences with you. Need a personal spa experience to relax and recharge your soul? Soul Ease, a personal spa and lifestyle boutique. At Soul Ease, you will enter into a relaxing environment. You can rest in mind, body, and soul with a day spa experience. Discover world-class skincare treatments using French and Hungarian techniques, organic and natural skincare, along with modern technologies. Whether you are visiting us for one session or multiple, it will be a personal spa experience to relax and recharge your soul. Soul Ease is conveniently located near downtown Boise in the North End on North 28th Street, across the street from Lowell Elementary School. Follow us on Instagram at soul_ease_Boise, Facebook at Soul Ease, and check out our website at www.soul-ease.com or call 208-994-1480 to reserve your next appointment.